Hi, this is KMO, host of the Sea Realm podcast and of the Sea Realm Vault podcast. And what you are about to hear is a 6-minute excerpt of the very first episode of the Sea Realm Vault podcast. This is from very early in the podcast. It's from my conversation with Alexandre Tournus. Alexandre is an ethnomusicologist, but as you will hear in this short clip from the first episode of the Sea Realm Vault podcast, his interests are wide and varied and, you might say, esoteric. So here's me asking a question about symbols to Alexandre Tournus. Different people get rather fanatical about their interpretation of symbols. And the one point that he makes is that all of these symbols have meanings on different levels.
True.
Different levels of meaning. And that people who are introduced to the secret symbols or the overt public symbols of secret societies, these things have different levels of meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a level for the initiate. There's a level for the journeyman and the practice. And then there's a level for the master of the craft. But none of the different interpretations and meanings at different levels negate the others. They're all still valid. They operate simultaneously. And that reminded me of overtones, mm-hmm. which I imagine you would have something to say about.
Yeah. well... So this is true that symbols have been important in the history of mankind for as long as we know. And it's also true that there's always different interpretation to any symbol. And there's usually 3 or 4. And they're kind of initiatory meaning. That the first and most obvious meaning for a symbol is the one that's given to the commoner. And the next one up is to the next tier. For example, in ancient Egypt, we know how important the sun was, sun god, as a symbol. Well, peasants and people who worked the land had one meaning. And the priest had another meaning to it. And the high priest had the true meaning of it. And the same, I don't want to get into the specific of the symbolism of sun god, but the point is that this is still happening even in our contemporary religions. And if you trace the symbols that are used in Christianity, for example, you find that a lot of them are really pagan symbols. And the dates and the holidays and goes on and on. And for example, Christmas, the symbolism of Christmas and everything in it, Santa Claus and the deer and the elves and so on and so forth. If you were to trace the symbolism of this, it'll get you to Siberian shamanism. And again, I can talk for a long time about this, but I don't want to diverge too much. But this is true, and it's traceable, that a lot of the symbols that we have in Christianity have several different meanings. And this meaning changes according to how much research you do, how much you follow it into what came before Christianity in this specific case. And symbols are so important for human beings for a variety of reasons. We know about some of them, we don't know truly what they do to us. But the experts emphasize so much the value of the meaning that's encompassed in something that's visual, that one symbol can give you so much information, far more than you can encompass in a sentence or two, let alone a word. Several experts have done research on hieroglyphics, what they actually meant. We compare them to our language. If you put a few letters together, it'll make a word, and that word is gonna tell you, oh, they're talking about a tree. But these experts tell you that, no, you don't use that symbol as a substitute for a tree. There's a lot more meaning encompassed in hieroglyphics. Same in Dogon cosmology and language, and what they talked about, the Dogon, of course, are the most enigmatic tribe and most studied, very esoteric. They were the first to tell Western astronomers about stars, the binary Sirius binary system. And this was in the late 40s, well before these astronomers knew about the existence of these stars. And they were not something you see with the naked eye. When they verified that using powerful telescopes, they saw that they are truly there. And when they asked them, well, how do you know about it? They said extraterrestrial thought us about it thousands of years ago, and it's documented in their folklore, and there are several ceremonies constructed around this. Bottom line, the Dogon came from ancient Egypt, and it is believed that they were a tribe of high priests that left ancient Egypt because of radical change in the belief system. They traveled through North Africa, they settled for a long time in Libya and continued their travel into West Africa, settled in Mali, and with the spread of Islam, they took refuge on this high mesa that extends for a mile on the way to Timbuktu, because they wanted to protect themselves from the Muslims who were there taking slaves, those who did not want to convert to Islam, and given that they had.
That was Alexandre Tenous, and then later in the episode, my co-host and partner in life, the lovely Olga Kay, and I both talked about the content of my conversation with Alexandre, and we also talked about the potential directions for where the C-Realm podcast is going, and then I summarized a good portion of the work of Dr. Robert Hieronymus, talking about the sacred symbols of the United States of America. We don't consider them sacred because we are a secular nation, but in terms of our mentality, in terms of the importance of symbols in our lives, these really are our sacred symbols. The bald eagle, the eye in the pyramid, the Statue of Liberty, the Liberty Bell. These are things that a group of, what Robert Hieronymus calls conspiratorialist fundamentalists like to deride as being satanic symbols, or what they like to call Luciferian symbols. So that's a conversation that Olga and I had later in the episode. This is just a taste of what you will find in the C-Realm Vault. Membership is $8 a month. C-Realm Vault membership also has other benefits, which you can find out about in the Vault section of crealm.com. I do hope that you will join us.